West. It has been a very, very busy week in Lansing. Let's get the latest now as we check in with State Capitol reporter Jake Neer with the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you doing?
Good. Let's start, if we will, with the news that broke earlier today, the ACLU filing suit to strike down right to work. What can you tell us? What's their argument against this?
Well, basically, it comes down to the fact that they say for about 4 hours on the day that Right to Work started moving through the legislature, the doors to the Capitol were closed. People were outside, hoping to get in, and they couldn't. And, they say that that violates the Michigan Constitution, which guarantees, the residents of Michigan the right to assemble and to instruct their representatives on issues that they find important. And they felt that this violated it, despite the fact that there were people, and it should be mentioned that there were people from the public inside the building at the time. They just weren't letting more people in. Officers basically said that it was a safety issue, that there were too many people in the building at the time.
So, and of course, Governor Snyder, I think, was trying to get a little preemptive strike, wasn't he, by asking the high court, hey, will you rule on the constitutionality of right to work? So that happened a few days ago.
Oh, that's correct. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that, too. I have absolutely no idea if the two are related, but, certainly it'll be interesting to see how the two cases pan out and if one affects the other.
Let's shift now, Jake, over to the growing push among some in the legislature to change the way that electoral votes are counted at the state level. Just kind of give us a refresher again. What is this debate about?
Well, the people that brought this bill up basically say that they say publicly that they're concerned that a winner-take-all system for electoral votes leaves people in certain parts of the state without a voice. Someone in, Traverse City, let's say, might feel a little like if they want to vote for a Republican, they feel that, because the population in Southeast Michigan tends to go Democrat, that they won't have a voice in the process. So that's the argument.
And who introduced this idea in the first place?
Well, it should be mentioned that as of this point, there's no bill yet this session, but Representative Pete Lund introduced a bill last year before the election, the presidential election. It never really gained much support and never moved.
And Governor Snyder appears to be decidedly cool about all of this, isn't he?
Yeah, he, he's basically said that now is not the right time, that it would be better to wait until the next census. Basically, this plan would divide up the electoral votes by congressional district. And he says to make it so that it doesn't appear that we're trying to rig the system, that one party would have an unfair advantage over the other one, we should wait until the census when right before the lines are redrawn. So that's his concern. And also it's important to mention that Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville has also said that he just basically flat out doesn't like the idea. He thinks the winner-take-all system makes the state more interesting to, presidential campaigns during the election season. It's just basically a disagreement in philosophy there.
But how Jace Bolger is saying this is the time to do it when there's not a presidential election at stake. So let's talk now. That's his stance.
That would be, Jace Bolger and House Republicans' stance on this. I guess I should mention that just because two of the top three Republicans in Lansing are not on board doesn't necessarily mean that this proposal is dead. I mean, we were just talking about right to work. It's a very similar controversial piece of legislation that's been around for a while. It starts to get more attention. Governor Snyder says it's not the right time to take it up. Randy Richardville says he, or at least doesn't seem like he's on board. But, House Speaker Jace Bolger and other Republicans in the legislature, they are pushing for it. And you can definitely see some lines there. So not sure if there's mounting political pressure to pass this like there was with Right to Work. That's yet to be seen. But just basically, don't write this off quite yet.
And of course, it needs to be pointed out that the feeling is, had the system that they want been in place, Mitt Romney could have taken Michigan.
That's correct. The reports that I've seen have said that if we did give out the presidential electoral college votes based on our congressional lines, that's true, that Mitt Romney would have won Michigan and might have won the election across the country.
Continuing our review of things happening in Lansing and at the state capitol, as we are continuing to talk with state capitol reporter Jake Neer with the Michigan Public Radio Network. Let's go over to Blue Cross Blue Shield, Jake. Now, just yesterday, a legislative committee okayed bills to overhaul Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And we know this theme. We heard it last year, changing it from a charity to a tax-paying business. And it's certainly something that bears watching when you consider 2 out of 3 Michiganders have Blue Cross. Now, what happened last time around was that abortion provision, and that led Governor Snyder to veto the measure in December during lame duck, after the legislation was passed in lame duck. So what's different about these new bills? How would they work?
Well, the abortion language in the bills has been completely taken out. That was something that was added very, very late in the process last year. This time around, basically, the sponsor of the bills, Senator Joe Hewn, said, "We're going to take it out. That's what the governor had a problem with. And we're going to leave everything else pretty much intact. Maybe some very small nuts and bolts type of changes." But that's what we saw. And actually, an update on that, the Senate actually just passed both of the Blue Cross bills today unanimously. And that's something that we didn't see at all as the bills moved through the legislature last session. It seems like there's more support for these bills as they sit now. And, the supporters of the bill and Blue Cross say that it's important for these bills to come through quickly because there's some timing issues when it comes to the possibility of getting some products up on a state exchange or whatever healthcare exchange the state ends up having. So there's a timeliness issue, and there doesn't seem to be much in the way of it at this point.
And certainly, as you point out, this allows Blue Cross to be a part of the exchange that will be part of the Affordable Health Care Act. But here's a question. Is it seen as a changing the way that patients are seen by physicians? Because honestly, what comes down to, if you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, you want to know, is this going to impact in any way, the cost of what I'm paying for and my ability to see doctors?
Well, the biggest issue came up from AARP and seniors who and Attorney General Bill Schuette's office was also very vocal and still is very vocal about this, that a program that basically pays for some out-of-pocket expenses for seniors on Medicare, after a certain amount of time after these bills take effect, Blue Cross will no longer be required to offer what's called Medigap coverage. And a lot of seniors are very concerned that down the road, their rates are going to either skyrocket or they're not even going to be able to stay with Blue Cross to have the same kind of, same kind of policy that they had before.
Let's move over to gun control. There are some gun-related bills right now that have people talking about how to address that issue of gun control and the issue of mental health in our state. And, of course, lawmakers in Washington are trying to bring around new gun control measures on a federal level. But it does seem as though Michigan might be loosening gun control regulations. There are 3 gun bills for consideration in the Michigan Senate. And the main bill exempting Michigan-made guns and ammunition from federal arm regulations. The other 2 bills would exempt gun licensing information from Freedom of Information Act and exempt licensing requirements for some federal firearms dealers. So that's what's up for consideration. What's the latest on the progress?
Right. Yeah, we left off on this last time we talked. And basically what happened is last week they passed very, very quickly out of committee. So far, one bill that's a little less controversial that has to do with, federal licensing did pass the Senate. But the other 2 bills, which have been getting a lot more attention, the FOIA bill, the Freedom of Information Act bill, and the manufacturing bill, none of those have come up on the Senate floor. And there are a lot of people that are, pretty much would say they don't expect Randy Richardville, Senate Majority Leader, to bring those up. I have a tendency to believe that that's yet to be seen at this point, but nothing's happened with that so far. So no big movement on the controversial ones. However, over in the House, There are other bills that are being introduced, and actually also in the Senate, that would deal with concealed weapons. This is an issue that we saw at the end of the year last year. Governor Snyder vetoed a bill that would allow concealed weapons in what are now considered no gun zones or gun-free zones under the concealed carry law,
right?
Like schools, churches, sporting events, bars, so forth. And we did see a bill introduced that is sort of an alternative to that. It would let schools opt in and say, under certain circumstances, we can let our employees or people with concealed permits, concealed weapons permits, enter our premises with a concealed weapon. And then we're also expecting Senator Green, who is a big supporter of some of these bills, to introduce basically the same legislation that the governor vetoed that would just open up these gun-free zones to concealed carry.
Think this could gain momentum?
Well, it definitely that bill did pass the legislature last year,
yeah.
So very much so. Although it's yet to be seen whether Governor Snyder will be on board this time. I have a feeling he's probably more inclined to be interested in that schools bill that would let them opt in.
Good update. Appreciate that and appreciate your time. I know we'll be talking some more as we follow what's happening in Lansing. Talking with Jake Neer of the Michigan Public Radio Network, our state capitol reporter. Thanks so much, Jake.
My pleasure. Thank you.